God bless the Lord. Amen. I appreciate the good singing tonight. Thank God for this good family. Young people learning. Thank God these instruments and playing them for the glory of God. And I bless the Lord for it. Amen. We got several in here and that play and sing. And that's a blessing to us. And thank God for it. And thank God for the church. Amen. We'll be meeting on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock here. Right here in the sanctuary of the Westside Baptist Church. That's 11 o'clock, December 27th. On this Sunday morning, we look forward to that. I've been thinking about Acts 27, Paul's was on this ship as a prisoner. And of course, we know the record how the ship got in a great storm. It really was one that threatened their lives. God came to Paul, amen, and let him know, thank God, that no man's life would be lost. But there was going to be a hard journey. It was going to be a hard a storm, about like a typhoon was blowing against this ship, and there's a verse here in the scripture, several of them, but verse 4 says, "And when he had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary." And I got to thinking about that, how that there's winds that's contrary in our lives. Amen. As we get the journey and for the Lord, amen, if I can say tonight, thank God that we're in the boat or the ship, amen, of salvation. We've been saved, amen, by the grace of God. I take back to the mind of my own heart tonight to know, thank God, that many a year ago, thank God, the truth of God got in my spirit, my soul. God quickened me by the power of God, made me a new creature, put me in the family of God, gave me hope in my spirit and in my life. Amen. The spirit man, thank God, the Holy Ghost come to live within. Thank God, in my life and made me a different man. And brethren, tonight, thank God, he abides, he abides, he abides. Amen. It does not exempt us, amen, from storms and heartaches and difficulties in this life. I wish it did, but I want to tell you tonight, friend, I can't promise you, if you get saved, amen, and God does the saving, that you'll not have difficulties, that you'll not have winds to blow against your boat. Thank God, I think about my own life, and that's what I'll preach about tonight. Thank God that when I got saved, how the wind, the contraries, winds blowed against my ship, and I had a lot of opposition. Amen. This wind, thank God, was strong. Paul knew, thank God, that it was a danger to go from where they was at. When they did, thank God, they got in a bad storm, and we know how the ship got beat up and how they had to throw things off. Thank God, they finally one day, the angel of God told Paul they'd all be safe to land. And closer they got land, they threw that instrument out to find out how deep the water was. Thank God, they knew they was drawing close to land. And we know, thank God, that they got there. Amen. But not without much tribulation, not without much heartache, not without having to suffer and go through some things. And God said to Paul, "You'll enter the kingdom going through much tribulation." I think we, my friend in America, we've listened. Thank God, took it easy. Think it's easy. Amen. Christianity's popular and all that. But really, if you get down to it, it's not. Amen. It's one of the most hated things. The truth's a hated. Tonight, friend, when a man, thank God, stands for truth, there'll always be opposition. Amen. There'll always be somebody, thank God, to be against what you stand for. I remember when I got saved, thank God, and the zeal of God got in my heart, and I went to work. Thank God, and I tell them, my friends, sinners, about being saved, born again. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God, I thought, surely they'd like to hear my testifying. I surely like to hear what I got to say. Thank God, but they didn't like what I, my friend, what I thought they'd like. Amen. They started standing against me. Amen. Had a lot of opposition. There'll always be contrary winds. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, you know. But I didn't even think about that. I'm just saved. I was glad, thank God, I was in the boat. I was glad I was headed to heaven. Amen. I just didn't know, thank God, when I got saved. Amen. When I get there, of everything I'd go through in a strange world. Because now I've been born again, I'm a
citizen of God's world. And now, thank God, all these things are coming to pass. And there's hindrances and there's oppositions. Amen. Thank God. Friend, tonight I'm glad. Like the old songwriter said, it's been worth every mile. Amen. It's been worth every trial. Thank God. There's some things I would to God had never had happen in my life. But there are things, I'm telling you tonight, that we go through that God set up, the providence of God, that we'd go through them things. Amen. Nothing happens by accident with a child of God. God's always in charge. Amen. Of his own, and he allows them things. I thank God to bring forth his purpose in our life and in our will. If we don't believe Romans 8:28 tonight, we'd fret and worry, wouldn't have no confidence. But it does say all things went together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose tonight. And everything we go through, God has allowed, thank God, for his purpose, that he might conform us to the image of his son. And there will always be sufferings. And God, there might be some rougher than others, but there's always going to be knocks. There's always going to be hardship. Amen. That's why he said endure hardness as a good soldier. And that's why Paul had to go through it. And that's why we had to go through it. He can't conform us unless he allows us to go through it. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. He said, it's good for me to be afflicted. Amen. Listen, ain't God a friend tonight? It's not. Amen. This popular religion. Amen. It is a battlefield. It's a contrary wind. It's something God blew against us. I tell you tonight, friend, are you listening? Ain't God, when you get in with God, you don't know what might come your way. You don't know what's going to come your way. You don't know what physically is going to come your way. Amen. 5 years ago, it'll be 6 years ago next month. Amen. I had open heart surgeries. Amen. I had to go through a surgery. Amen. My health was good, I thought. But it was some great things there that God did and allowed me to go through that. Amen. I missed the house of God. Amen. But I was as much in the will of God. Amen. Laying in a hospital bed as I was standing here tonight, because as the brother said, God gave me peace. Thank God. He let me lay in that bed. Amen. And the Holy Ghost, amen, started talking to me. And hey, brother, listen, there's peace tonight, any friend. I'm telling you, thank God for peace, as the brothers talked about tonight. But you'll not know peace unless there's been turmoil. Amen. There's got to be a calm. When the disciples got in the boat, amen, he said, go to the other side. Amen. Listen. Thank God, the wind started blowing against the boat. Thank God, the waves beat against the boat. Amen. Listen. Thank God, my friend, that had never known what the voice of God could do. When Jesus stood up and rebuked the winds and said, peace be still, and had never known what it could have been done unless they went through that. And you'll never know the forgiveness of God unless you've sinned. And you don't know, thank God, how to get up unless you fall down. And you don't know what he can do in the storms of your life until you go through them. Amen. Thank God for it, brother. Listen, amen. I went through that, and I went through, my friend, I ain't got through that quadruple bypass. Amen. God brought me out on the other side. I told somebody not long ago, after I looked back, I thought how much the grace of God really was with me, how much God protected me, how much God was with me. Thank God. Amen. I had all them blocked up, had 99% already blocked. Amen. Was about that close to a heart attack. Amen. Didn't have a heart attack. Had severe pain. But thank God the Lord took care of it. I'm telling you tonight, friend, no matter what storm you go through, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, whether it be that stress on the mind, amen, when the devil's trying to attack you, amen, he said he's going to destroy you. He said he's going to end you. Thank God, I'm glad I know a rescue. I'm glad I know whom shall I fear. If he's for me, who can be against me? I'm glad, thank God, and I'm in the boat. Thank God, the Lord. Amen. And he knows what to do. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. A contrary wind's always blowing. I'm going to tell you something tonight, friend. If you're going smooth tonight, it'll be a time you won't go smooth. Brother Robert, there's times in your life, amen, that the wind blowed, amen, against your boat. Amen. Listen. Everybody knows that personal. Ain't got in their own mind. Amen. I remember going through about a six month, amen, depression in my mind. Amen. I'd come to church and preach, and the Holy Ghost helped me. And when I'd get out of the pulpit, ain't God, I felt like, where's he at? Amen. I couldn't sleep at night. Amen. I needed some help. Ain't God, God let me go through it. Amen. I wondered at one time, had God ever done anything for me? Where was he at? But I'm glad, thank God, because the wind blowed. God showed me, thank God, that it was him and it ain't me. Amen. That's what God showed me in it all. When I went through that 6 months, amen, I told my wife, I remember one night, we had been down to South Carolina, and I told her on the way back, I said, I've been battling things. Amen. I mean, I can't find God. Amen. I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting, amen. I'm doubting whether I'm called. I'm doubting whether I got in. Amen. I said, I know I did, but I'm doubting it. Amen. I can't get a witness. I can't pull him into my heart. Amen. I can't find him. Amen. Went on like that. I called Brother Melby. And he said, looks like you're going through some kind of depression. I didn't know what it was. Amen. When I found out what it was, God told me. He said, listen, you can't do nothing without me. And he said, it's all based on me. It ain't how you feel. It ain't how you feel. It's thank God me. Amen. The foundation ain't built on your feelings. The foundation not built on your works. It's built completely on me. And you cling to it. No matter how you feel. No matter whether you got doubt. No matter whether you're going through hardship. Thank God you can count on me. And that's what Paul did. He said, I believe God. Amen. That's right. Too many people tonight. Amen. Thank God don't want to admit the fact that they listen, friend, tonight. It's God that does it. It ain't how good I am. It ain't that I'm a good preacher. It ain't my friend. Thank God how much I know. Amen. It's just God. Amen. God's got a period of time that he uses individuals in this life. Thank God he's allowed me to be used. Amen. A little while in my life. When God says, son, it's time to go. Amen. It'll be time to leave. Amen. That's right. I don't know what God might do. I just appreciate him letting me do it tonight. I just appreciate him letting me have him one more time. I tell the wind to blow against you, friend. It's going to blow against you. Thank God you better find out. Amen. In your old spirit. Thank God to know. Thank God it's him. And brethren, we have no other hope tonight. Amen. When they got in that strong wind, Paul told the owner of the ship and the shipmaster, he said, we ought not go in this storm. That man thought he knew more than the man of God. Amen. God doesn't give Paul that peace. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God, it don't matter how much you think you know. God's the one that knows it all. Amen. And if God give me a liberty and a mind of God, I want to follow him. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, when you get, ain't God in the boat, my friend, persecution, and the burst and the boat of temptation. Temptation. When temptation comes our way. Jesus was tempted at all points like us. We are yet without sin. But he was tempted, thank God, amen, that he might help us in temptation. A temptation can be a trial in life. Amen. Temptation is trials. A temptation becomes most of the time on our weak points. Amen. I mean, we get weak in our life. And the devil's going to tempt us in our weak points. He tempted the woman. He came to her. Amen. She was a weaker vessel. Amen. Now, I say that. Amen. And I she wasn't no less than a man. Thank God, but she was weaker. Amen. God had gave Adam direct command. He didn't give the woman direct command. He gave him, thank God, she was commanded by the man. Amen. But she knew, friend, what God, she said, God said this. Amen. God said this. And the devil lied to her. Amen. The man took of it. Thank God, but he's a tempter tonight. He's subtle tonight. Amen. He don't come in, friend. Thank God. My friend, all of a sudden, he comes gradually. Amen. Tempts our hearts out of sin against him. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, everybody's got a weakness tonight. Amen. That's right. I thought about that today. I asked God this. I said, Lord, I said, please don't let me live a jealous, envious life. Hear me? Lord God, I don't want that. I don't want that, Lord. I want to consider others better than myself. Amen. The storms of them temptations come in our life. Amen. I'm tempted daily. Amen. You're tempted daily. Amen. You are, my friend. God made you as a person that's got a will to choose. Amen. You got a will to choose tonight. I got a will to choose tonight. I can bring winds in my own body. Amen. My own mind from my choices. Amen. I can come. Amen. The wind to blow against the spirit because of my flesh. Because the flesh is against the spirit. Amen. And I'm telling you this, it's a whole lot easy, my friend, to go the flesh way. Because the flesh way is my friend, the self-pleasing way. Amen. It's hard, my friend, sometimes to go the way of God. In fact, I'll make this statement. You can't go the way of God without the help of God. And you can't go the way of God without God living it in you and through you. Amen. Brother, listen. These people today, they think just because they carry a Bible and wear a suit, amen, or a woman wears a certain clothes, amen, go to a certain church, that makes them spiritual. Brother, listen, the devil was doing that a long time before you was born. Amen. It's probably if Satan, amen, if he'd come to this house of God, he'd probably look good. Amen. The clothes he had on, he'd carry this Bible. Amen. That's right. He's subtle. He's deceiving. Amen. Not everybody says a preacher is a preacher. And you say, how you know you are? Because I'm called. And God, that's the only way I know I'm called. I can't do nothing else. Amen. If everybody else didn't think I was called, thank God, every once in a while, thank God, I might get a little downhearted, but it's going to crank up. It's going to crank up if it's in me. I'm telling you, the winds of my friend, false supposition, thinking these things that God don't say are think it can blow against you tonight. Amen. That's right. Listen, I don't think we ought to put no confidence in the flesh, but I'm going to tell you this. There ain't nobody going to do anything for God if they ain't got some confidence in God living in them and through them. Amen. And that ain't no confidence in Joel Hyde. Paul said, in my flesh dwell no good thing. He said, while I'm doing good, evil's present with me to try to work on me. Amen. I found this out today, brother. I've done faced it several times today. The devil either is going to criticize you or brag on you. Amen. Amen. He told me today, he said, well, you better let him die. I said, I know that's the devil. Amen. I know God don't tell me that. Amen. God never did. Listen, friend, that's like old Peter. He said, what about John? He said, what's that to you? Amen. It ain't your business. That's, amen, you pin your own. Amen. We got too many people, thank God, living in competition. Amen. Not living in the will of God. Hey, God, I'll tell you one thing. How to turn your boat over. My friend is self pride. Amen. That's right. The old devil tells me, but he said, you ain't nothing. I have to agree with him on that one. But by the grace of God. Amen. That's right. I say the grace of God, I'm better off than you are. Amen. And then he'll tell me, he said, boy, you doing good, man. He said, I mean, you doing good. I knew right there. I said, that ain't the voice of God. Amen. The voice of God says, you need me. Amen. The voice of God says, follow me. Amen. Hey, thank God. I'm telling you, the wind will blow against you, friend. That wind blowed on that boat. Amen. The wind blowed on the boat. Amen. Sometimes the wind's harder than others blowing against us. Amen. See, I think, yes, in my own heart, and I know people say different things. I think the church is the institution of God. It's a living organism on earth. That's the people, the born-again people that God's assembled together in a location that wants to meet together
in the name of Jesus Christ. I think the church was in God before the world began. That's my faith belief. Amen. I believe, thank God, in time it was revealed. That was the mystery that was revealed in the New Testament. At Christ in you. Like I listened to old preacher this morning. He said, it's not Christ in the manger. It's not Christ on the cross. It's not Christ in the tomb. It's Christ in you. Amen. And that's where it's at. Praise God. Amen. It's in Christ in you. Amen. But the thing of it is, friend, listen. Thank God we have a lot of winds blow against us because we are the local church. And I really believe in the mind of God, the church is instituted. Amen. The mind of God, Christ the Lamb slain before the world began. Amen. He already, thank God, had. Amen. Thank God, people in his own mind, friend. Thank God. And I'm saying this tonight. Amen. Even the marriage, thank God. And time came. Thank God. God, he brought a woman to a man. Hey, God, he brought her from the man. Hey, friend, the devil don't attack nothing anymore than the individual Christian and the husband and wife. Amen. That's the first place he wedged in. First place he wedged in. Wind started blowing. Amen. And Paul, you know, if you read Acts chapter 27, of all they went through, how they threw the tackling out, how they threw the, thank God, all that stuff out of the boat. They had to cut them little boats off the side. Amen. Listen, Paul told them, he saw them trying to escape in prison. He's trying to escape. He said, except you buy the ship, you can't be saved. It wasn't a spiritual salvation. It's a physical deliverance. Amen. If you don't stay with the ship, hey, you're not going to be saved physically. Amen. You'll drown in these waters. And I'm telling you, friend, there's been so many people. Thank God, let the world drown them out because they don't stay with the assembly. They don't stay with the Lord. You can't say, I love Jesus and not love his church. We're his body. And without him, thank God, we can do nothing. Amen. And I'm telling you this, there's a lot of people been drowned out. Unless they stay with the ship, amen, they'll go down, friend, because, thank God, friend, the church, amen, it's his body, you must have it, amen. That's right. I don't belittle that fact, because Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. It's his church, amen, it's his church. I'm not much on universality, I'll just be honest with you. I'm in locality, amen. Amen. My church ain't in heaven. My church is here. Praise God. Amen. Hey, people say, well, I pray that my church is in heaven. I'll be there one day. Amen. When this thing's over with. Amen. The New Testament church will be with him. Amen. But I ain't there now, friend. Amen. Thank God. That's why the church operates in the world under the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God. That's why the ship must go on. Amen. That's right. Praise God. If you remember the church, you remember of what Jesus bought. He bought the church with his own blood. Thank God for it. Amen. Them winds of contrary persecution, temptation. Amen. We go through all kind of trials. Amen. Listen, friend, how many nights sleep have we lost? Amen. Because some family member had, thank God, said something about us. Amen. Or somebody, hey, thank God, my friend. Amen. Opposed to the truth of God. Amen. That's right. How many times, thank God, have we laid in a bed at night? Amen. And my friend went through the hardship of life. Amen. There's been a lot of good people in this church. Amen. Down through the years. My friend went through hardship, but I'll say this tonight. Amen. The grace of God's been proven true. Amen. I've seen them, thank God, go through, I mean, difficult. My friend, difficult times in life. I mean, to lose a loved one. Amen. Listen, friend, but the grace of God has held them up. The grace of God's brought them through. Thank God, they didn't jump ship. They didn't blame God. They knew he is in charge. They knew, thank God, he was with them. And the only way you're going to make it through, amen, is stay with him, amen. That's right. Praise God. That old ship tonight, thank God, we call the old ship of Zion. It's still sailing, amen. It's beaten battered, old song said. This old ship's beaten battered, amen.
That's right. But thank God it's going to make it through. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. Praise God and the Lamb forever. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God no matter how many contrary winds it might blow on us before we get to the house. Amen. Might be some things said about us. Amen. There's people told me they didn't like the way I preach. Amen. They told me I need to go to college. Hey, Toby, I said you ain't got no manners. Amen. It ain't about the manners. It's about the truth. Amen. Thank God it don't matter how man delivers it, as long as he delivers it. This is just the way God put it in me delivered. I can't change that. But I will say this, praise God, there will always be opposition, amen, against the old ship of Zion, Jesus Christ, and the will of God. There will always be, friend. If people could say what, listen, if people could say what they really want to say tonight to me and you, it wouldn't be as nice as what they say, amen. That's exactly right. They'd say, that man's crazy. Amen. That's right. I tell you what, friend, there's a lot of people, amen, against God tonight. We live in a world against God. We live in a world that's opposing the way of God. But thank God, I'm glad we already on the winning side. Amen. We can't lose. Praise God. Amen. We're with Christ and our life is hid in Christ with God tonight. No matter what you go through in this life, no matter what you go through, I'm glad there's a God in heaven, thank God, on the other end of this thing. And I know I can trust him tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hey, brother, how about coming up here and singing tonight, the old ship of Zion? Amen. He comes sing his song tonight. Amen. I hadn't had it planned, but you never know what I might want to do in a service. Amen. God, get in this thing and help us. Amen. But I tell you, brother, tonight that's listening by a way of, thank God, this Facebook or whatever you're listening by, whatever it is, I just want to tell you, thank God, stay with the ship. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I tell you, we've battled things here in this place. Amen. Down through the years. Amen. But God has been faithful. Amen, buddy. Hey, God, he just stay with it. Praise God, just stay with it. There's been times you felt like you couldn't put one foot in front of another. And you didn't know what to say, but there's a God in heaven, amen, that's helped us along the way. Thank God there's a seal of God in our heart tonight, amen. I bless the Lord for it. Thank God for this good singing tonight. Blessings of God and Holy Spirit work, and I thank him for it tonight, amen. This brother going to come sing tonight and get him up here, amen. I appreciate him. Thank God for him, and I appreciate you listening. And bless the Lord for his kindness to me and loving my soul the way he did when I shouldn't have been saved. God has saved me. And I bless the Lord for it. What no good of mine. Nothing. It was no good. It was complete depravity, sin, wicked, dirty, rotten, no good. Dead in sin and going to hell like my friend as fast as a man could go. But I'm glad God touched my heart one day and birthed me in the family of God. Made me a new creature on purpose. Amen. Put me in the family of God. Amen. Thank God it's real tonight. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. God, use him.
I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw the old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but the old ship was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern stern of the ship stood the captain. I could hear when he called out my name. Get on board the old ship of Zion, for it will never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Hey, play a verse of that that's been worth ever.
Trials I've faced since I started in this race. There's been times it seemed no hope was in sight. There's been times that the valley seemed so long, dark and cold. But my Lord has been my friend every step of the way. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial. It's been worth every valley that we've crossed. It's been worth everything that we faced in His dear name. And it'll be worth it all when we see His face.
Well, praise God. Appreciate you watching tonight, and I thank God for it. I'm glad, thank God. I want to tell you tonight, praise God, this year's coming to an end. But I tell you, thank God, He's worthy. He's worthy to live for. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Thank God, no matter what we go through, we're going to go through hardship. Thank God, I don't want them, but they're coming. Thank God, but it's been worth it. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every trial, everything we've ever been through. Thank God, it's been worth it. Amen. For His name's sake. Hallelujah. Thank God. I appreciate you. Love you. Appreciate your prayers. Until next time, God bless you is our prayer.